presenting the transcription feature, Superman.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman. Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can leap tall buildings at a single bound, race a speeding bullet to its target, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth and justice. But before we join Superman, listen.
And now to our story. While investigating the strange series of accidents that have been plaguing the Barrow Ranch, Clark Kent learned that Ed Jenks, a local real estate agent, has been trying to buy the ranch from Steve Graham, its owner. Visiting Jenks, Kent learned the real estate agent had no idea whom he represented. His only contact with his client was an occasional mysterious phone call. It was during one of these calls, while Kent was present, that a trap was set to catch the unknown purchaser. As our story continues today, Kent and Jenks have a rendezvous at an old abandoned gold mine on Steve Graham's property. They are waiting anxiously for the arrival of the man whom Kent believes is responsible for the ghost car as well as the other unexplained accidents on the Barrow Ranch. As we join them, Kent is giving Ed Jenks a few last-minute instructions.
Now remember, if he calls out, don't let him know I'm here.
Don't worry, I won't.
Someone's coming. Quick, put out the light.
Okay.
He's just outside the door. Get ready. Here he comes.
Hello in there.
Now, Jenks, get him.
Right! Let go of him.
Who are you?
What thing is for you?
Get away, man.
In the face, man.
Well, who is he?
He'll know as soon as I roll him over. Come on, let's look at your face.
What? It's Steve Graham.
Well, Kent, if you're through mauling me, suppose you explain this.
I think the explanation should come from you, Mr. Graham.
From me? You seem to forget that I own this mine. It's on my property.
And you don't understand, Steve. Mr. Kent and I come
just
here...
Just a minute, Jenks. Well, Graham,
I don't know why I should have to explain anything to you. But if you must know, I was out riding when I saw someone going into the mine. I've given strict orders for everyone to stay out of here. The supporting beams are old, and they may collapse at any time. Oh, I came over to see what was doing.
You just happened to be riding this way?
Yes. And now suppose you tell me what you're doing here.
I told you yesterday I wanted to look the mine over.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Yes, it looks as if we all kind of made a mistake.
Now, wait a second. That still doesn't explain what Ed Jenks...
Mr. Jenks came along to show me how to get into the mine. You recall I went down to see him about the prospective purchaser.
Well, who is the party? Why does he want the ranch?
I ain't never seen him, Steve. I don't know him from Adam. We just talk to him on the phone sometimes.
That's strange. Now, but look here, Kent. How can you be sure this man, Ed's client, whoever he is, caused all the accidents?
I'm not sure. But he's been awfully anxious to buy the ranch.
Well, that's just it. The ranch isn't worth the risks he's taking.
How about this mine? Are you sure it's worthless?
Positive. It was played out 30 years ago.
That's right. I used to work here.
The mine did pay once.
Sure, but the vein of gold was exhausted. There's nothing left now but scattered streaks of color. The only gold here would cost more to take out than it's worth.
Just the same, I want to look it over.
I wouldn't stay here if I were you, Kent.
Why not?
Well, I told you, some of the beams are rotten. The whole shaft may collapse.
Oh, it seemed pretty solid. I'll look around for a while.
You won't find a thing.
Well, maybe not, but it's worth a look.
Well, it's up to you. You're risking your life, not mine.
I don't think it's that serious.
Well, I'm going. You coming, Jenks?
No, I think I'll stay with Mr. Kent. It's been a long time since I've been here. I'd kind of like to look the old place over again.
Very well. Goodbye.
See you later, Graham. Sorry I jumped on you the way I did.
There's no harm done. Be careful.
We will. All right, Jenks. Let's go.
Yeah. Well, it's too bad Mr. Graham come along when he did. He must have scared away the fellow we're waiting for.
Yeah, I suppose he did.
Well, can't help it now. Hey, Mr. Kent, what you looking for down here?
Wish I knew. There's something on this property someone's mighty anxious to get. And this mine looks like the best bet to me.
No, this mine ain't worth nothing.
Well, I still want to look around. How far does this shaft we're following go?
About a mile or so, twists in and out. That used to be some job in the old days, pushing a cart along here.
Is that what you did?
Yep. I'd take an empty cart down to where the men were digging, fill it up, then push it up again. Right past where we're walking now.
That's all.
Ah, you should have been here then, Mr. Kent. Rocky Point was some town. Nothing like it is now.
Real mining town, eh? Lots of excitement.
Sure was. Yeah, that's all gone now. Well, can't say I got cause to complain, though. I do all right in real estate business.
Hey, Jenks. What's this?
Huh? Oh, that's nothing. Just a part of the wall caved in. Rainwater seeps through and weakens it. Someday the whole business will come down, I reckon.
Now, wait a second, Jenks.
You find something?
Yes.
What?
Here, look. Look at this piece of ore.
Hey, wait. Get light on it.
Yeah. Well, what do you think?
Oh, it ain't gold ore. That much I'll tell you.
I wasn't thinking of gold.
Well, this stuff's worthless. Might as well chuck it away.
No, wait. No, don't do that.
I ain't no mineralogist, Mr. Kent, but I know enough to tell you this ain't worth a cent.
No, never mind. I want it.
Okay, here it is. I can't see what you want it for.
Not sure, but I think I've seen ore like this before.
Yeah?
Yeah, the trouble is, I can't remember just what it is. It's in the back of my mind, but I can't recall.
Well, if you ask me, I think you're wasting your time down here.
What did I saw ore like this?
Well, it's just like trying to remember a man's name. There it is, right on the tip of your tongue. You can't get it off. Yeah, most die trying to remember a name sometimes.
Just the way I feel now.
Well, it might come back to you.
Maybe. Anyway, I'm taking this ore with me.
Mind it, huh? Bet it don't have no gold in it.
Probably not. I'm going to have it analyzed anyway.
All right. You know, it's a funny thing. I reckon I changed since I was a kid, but this old mine gives me the creeps now. Any objection to going back?
No, we may as well.
Yeah, too bad you didn't find nothing.
I've got a hunch I have found something.
No, you'll see tonight.
Shh, wait a minute.
Well, what's the matter?
I hear something.
You don't hear nothing.
Yes, I'm sure of it. Let's go further along the tunnel.
You're hearing things, Mr. Kent.
No, there's something going on up ahead. Come on.
Okay, I'll go along with you, but I can't hear nothing.
Hurry.
Not so fast. I ain't as young as you are.
Wait. There. Do you hear it now?
Hear what?
Sort of tapping noise.
Your ears must be better than mine. I can't... Wait. I reckon you're right. Yes, sir, I do hear it.
Come on.
Yeah, sounds like someone hammering.
We'll know in a minute.
It must be just around that turn.
Who's there?
Well, it's a woman.
Lois, what in the world are you doing here?
Oh, I might have known you'd show up sooner or later.
You ought to know better than to come to a place like this alone. It's dangerous.
Oh, so you think you're going to leave me back at the ranch while you follow all the leads?
Oh, no.
Now, listen to me, Clark Kent. I know a good clue when I see it.
What are you talking about?
First, don't you think it might be gentlemanly to introduce me?
Oh, sorry. Mr. Jenks, this is Miss Lane.
How do you do?
Howdy, ma'am.
Hello, Lois. What are you doing here?
Well, Jimmy and I were supposed to go riding, but he decided that he wanted to practice his trick roping. So I went alone. I'd heard about this old mine, and it seemed to me to be a good reason why someone might be anxious to get possession of the Barrow Ranch.
Say, you rode here? Oh, funny, we didn't see your horse outside.
You didn't?
No.
Well, I left him in front of the door.
And I reckon you don't know Western horses are used here, miss. You're going to bring the reins over their head if you want them to stay put.
Oh, I didn't know that. You suppose he's lost?
No. He'll get back to the range, all right.
That's good.
Well, Lois, what did your clue chasing uncover?
Plenty. Look at what I just chipped off the side of the tunnel.
Say.
What do you think of that?
Jenks, I thought you said this mine was worked out.
Sure it is. What you got there?
Gold. That's what he's got there, Mr. Jenks.
Here, let me see that. I don't blame you for thinking it's gold.
Well, isn't it? Look at those streaks of yellow.
That don't mean nothing. This ain't gold. It's iron pyrites. Fool's gold, they call it. Looks like gold to most folks, but it ain't worth nothing.
You sure?
No doubt about it. I've seen plenty of this stuff in my time.
Oh, dear.
Well, don't be too disappointed, Lois.
I was sure I'd found the solution.
Well, don't you worry. We'll find out who's back of all the trouble we've been having.
Mr. Kent, don't you think we'd better start back?
Yes, I guess so. Come on, Lois.
Okay. By the way, what are you two doing here?
Oh, we tried to spring a trap, but it didn't catch anything.
A trap?
Yes. Jenks here has been representing the man who's been trying to buy the Bar O. We tried to lure him to the mine, but he didn't show up.
Mr. Graham must have scared him away when he came along.
That's a shame. If you'd gotten him...
Yes, might have solved everything.
But still, look. What's happening to my light? Sort of flickering.
Battery's probably going dead.
I noticed it wasn't giving much light before.
Won't last much longer now. There, you see? Dead.
Yeah. Good thing we found you, miss. Nasty business being down here in the dark.
I don't even want to think about it. I'll be glad when I'm out of here. How much further do we have to go?
Not much. Just around the next bend.
What's that noise?
Say, I don't like this. Come on, let's hurry.
What is it?
I don't want to say unless it's so. Hurry!
Hold on to my arm, Lois.
Get back! What? Get back against the wall!
Look! The entrance!
Oh, just what I'm afraid of. It's a landslide. It's blocked the entrance.
Clark!
Sonny, I tripped and broke the flashlight.
Clark, where are you?
Here I am, Lois.
How can we get out of here?
Jake, is there another entrance?
I never heard of one. Tell her one.
We're trapped. We'll die here. We're buried alive.
Lois, get hold of yourself. This is no time for hysterics. Now, don't worry. We'll get out.
We'll suffocate down
no,
here.
No, we won't.
There's no air.
But she's right, Kent.
We'll dig our way out.
With our bare hands? Clark! Oh, Clark. There's no use trying to fool me. I know it as well as you do. This mine is our tomb.
In pitch blackness, Clark Kent, Lois, and Jinx are sealed beneath the ground. The only exit blocked by tons of rock and earth. Only the great strength of Superman can dig a path through this barrier of fallen stone. But how can Kent rescue his companions without revealing the secret of his double identity? Don't miss the next exciting episode. Tune in and follow the story with Superman.
Don't forget, tune in again for the next thrilling episode with Superman.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.